Well, good morning to the Interbet team. Braywall, Saturday, the 11th of October, 25 pentrometer, 2 meter false rail, 9 race program with a pick six carryover of 500,000 in race 4. Let's kick off with race 1, 12:15, 1,000 meter, maiden juvenile plate. There are a couple here that got chances. Been money for Vaughan Marshall's run a Mosaic World with Veal aboard it. Won't have to be too good to beat this field. 1, 2, and 6. Look like they got chances. Race 2, first leg of the bipod. Here's where it gets interesting. Pressure Point, number 1, ran on last time. DeMello, he rode it the time before. And I think that you'll find this is the horse that we've got to beat. It's a Beth been terribly disappointing. This horse came with big wraps, but he looks like a big boat of a horse. Got to get everything in his favor and he'll be there or thereabouts. Take the green light. Got some sort of chance as well. Race 3. Class 4, 1,400 meters. Rabble Rouser, number 1. No winners from 5 runners, but it did win. First time out. Gorgeous Girl. Very nice last win, but gets a 7-point penalty because of the claimer. Should be there or thereabouts. Aquarius, Van Furen with DeMello. Never ignore them. And I think that they'll probably fight it up, but probably one is the right horse. Race 4, middle stakes, fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. This is the pick 6 carryover. I think you only need 4 horses. 1, Tulip Fields, obviously the favorite from Crawl. 1's going to help it a lot. 4, Perilla is my find of the race. This horse is a course winner, 3 times 2 places in 6 starts. Ran much improved last time. Will go well. Amelia's Legacy, 2 very good post-maiden runs, and you've got to put this in. Both of those runs were behind Lady of Distinction, who is extremely useful. So Amelia's Legacy is no pushover in this type of race. She's got a mirror rating of 92. And then That's My Baby come from Joburg, way ahead of the speed rating. Race 5, A Stakes, 1,200 meters. This is an interesting race because Questioning is the best horse in the race by a long way and should absolutely doddle it. He has been backed into 8 to 10. He's got to overcome draw 9. This is what it means. Loves the course and distance. Veal has ridden it 7 times for 4 wins in 3 places. I can't find anything in the rest of them, but it's one of those races you might just find a result. Maybe Good Traveller, worth having a close look at him. He won his last 3, and who knows how good he is. He's certainly improved since his move to Gareth Van Zyl. Race 6, Slipper, 1,200 meters. Very difficult with these juveniles to know what the story is, but the ones that I picked out are 10 Turn It Up, I think is a big, big player, and it is the favorite, obviously. DeMello sticks with it. He's ridden it the last twice, has won exactly as it liked. Champagne Castle, on early form, this has got a great chance. Beat Red Spice twice. Ignore its last start. I don't know what happened to it that day. Free Roder was favorite. This will improve. Champagne Castle goes into everything. Red Spice, who looks like he's improved a lot since he was beaten by Champagne Castle. Draw 12, that's not going to help. World Attraction, the Cox Horse, 2 from 2. Beat Gimme a Vodka, and that didn't do very well in the nursery. Got beaten by a maiden. So that form does not look that great. In fact, Terry's other one, Secretary Bird, might be the player. Race 7, the Big Cap, 1,400. Remember, this is a race where you buy your slot in the race. I think Roland Garros, or 54.5, is the right horse. Talk to the Master got away in the straight, and I think Roland Garros will be Talk to the Master, and Talk to the Master is your favorite. So Roland Garros is my strong first choice. I thought Randolph Hearst might improve. What a Fortune. Certainly got a chance with 50.5 on his back. Remember, it's a handicap. And then Malmesbury Missile won very well. Beat a pretty good horse, I'm a Fireball, off to his gelding and stable change. Moved to Snaith, and he certainly improved. I think they're the ones that need to go into all your play. Race 8, Class 4, 1,400 meters. Foster Nova is your favorite and hot favorite, and they're betting like sort of 8-10 to 1 bar. I thought the Marquis ran 2 cracking post-maiden races, and I think he's the big danger with 59. But remember, he's a 3-year-old, and he's got to give his 4-year-old stable companion 3.5 kilos. I think that might be beyond him, although Run Forest Run had 13 runners behind that have run since the win, and none of them have won. The other also I'd put into everything is Cowboy Country. Must go better over this type of trip. And I see that book for Ree. That's a big, big play. Race 9, Class 5, 1200 meters. Footalicious does look like the right horse here, number 1. Everything in his favor, and he's running well. He's always there or thereabouts. Come off a low mark. So Footalicious for me, the right horse. Lunch Money, there's been a lot of money for, but I think Sundays might be the better of the two. Lunch Money came from the Basses, but Sundays is with the Basses, and a 7-year-old I think will go well. And In the Bag got some sort of chance. Cricket, there's a double header. They start at 12 o'clock. Have a very close look at the Sunrisers on the first 6 overs. After 2 overs, if they haven't lost a wicket and they're within 15, 20 runs, they'll make 70, 80. They'll certainly make more than 60, and that's normally the run spread. McElroy, if you want to back short price winner, go back him to win the Masters. He's on a roll.